Hey, After Buzzers, it's Life of Kylie, episode 1 and 2 of season 1. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Hey, guys, Life of Kylie.
Life of Kylie.
Yes.
Wow.
Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Life of Kylie. We're so excited. I know you guys are too. I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV, Life of Kylie. Give us a 5-star rating, all the above. Yeah. Hands up.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, all of it.
Thumbs it up.
Tell us.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
We cannot wait. We can't wait to hang with you guys. We're so excited to do this show, and I am still in awe of what just happened. I love Kylie even more than I already have. But anyways, you guys can find me at TeegDP on most everything. TIEGEDP. It's weird, but that's the truth. So...
Hey guys, my name is Shanti. It's my first After Show.
Yay!
You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at ShantiChristina.
Now, guys, I'm super excited. I like piled on Kylie's highlighter just for this.
Yes! I love you so much.
I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me at Just Sans World on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube.
Cool. So I think we should all talk about really quick our history with our love of Kylie and Kardashians, and you know, just so that the fans get to know us a little bit more and our connection with Kylie. So why don't you start?
Sure. I started watching the Kardashians since like day one. I knew about Kim and the family since back in the day, and I just followed them, and I knew that Kylie would be a big, like, she stood out to me when her and her sister and was getting babysitted by Brody Jenner, and they were on a stripper pole. I'm like, this is life. Like, that's what melted my heart. Like, party all the time.
Yes.
That's what, like, hooked me.
And can I ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 28.
Okay. Just so we know.
We're doing
so
ages now.
Different.
I'm not about to say that.
I could be 22, but I'm
28. I won't ask you, girls. We're 22. All of us.
We're 22.
How about you? What do you think?
He even has a Lumi phone case.
Me too.
Dedication.
I have three.
Dedication.
Three?
Okay.
Different phones.
All right. Oh, I have also been watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians forever. I love the little spinoff series, Khloé and Lamar, all that good stuff. And I just think that she's kind of fascinating what she does. I mean, we all kind of... You know, it's easy to judge her, but everything that she touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of more interested in the, like, business side of how much she, you know, actually puts into it, or if it's, like, her team around her. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be entertaining. We can learn about, you know, what we don't know about her.
Definitely see
a
different side.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the exciting part. And it all stems from her, though. So, like, nothing is... you know, exists without the magic of Kylie. I just love her. And I want to be in the gang, as Jordan said. She's like, you don't know if people just want to be in the gang or, you know, I'm like, that's me. I want to be in the gang so bad. So please. Like, I've been, like, sending in submissions, like, left and right. Like, let me in the gang. Just kidding. But, like, if that's a thing, please let me know. But I live and breathe Kardashian news. I just love them. I love them all. But really, Kylie is like...
Is she your fave?
She might be my fave. Yeah, she's just like... I hate when people are like, she's like the most relatable, most real. Like, but like, she kind of is. And like, I just love her. I love that she's young and fun and exciting. And you can like randomly run into her in LA. I think that's fun too.
So, yeah, that's true. You know? We have the live chat rolling. So if you guys are on, you want to talk to us, we want to build a conversation. Tell us what you think. What did you guys think of the show?
Oh my God. Obsessed.
Just all together.
It's fun. There's so much music and pictures like editing is amazing. So it's just really appealing to the eye and you know, it's just, it's like fun.
Yeah. I agree with this. I love it.
Yeah.
Right?
The neons, so cute.
What came to mind to me was honest.
Right.
Pure honesty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we got from her. And I didn't think any scene was produced or faked. I feel like she put her heart out there. And this is probably the most scariest thing that she's doing because she's showing her real self.
Okay.
Well, I think one thing that might have been a little bit produced, oh, but I love it. It was cute. Was the Jordan date?
Yeah, that
and
was.
The, that's
was
like that's been that was done on Kardashians before.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So, Chloe. but I love that. I think it's such a cute concept.
It's, okay.
It's like SpongeBob talking in the yeah. Yeah. You know, the driver.
Yeah.
Just remember that episode?
I felt like she was kind of sabotaging her. Like she wasn't letting her have the date, and she like kept on like talking and talking and talking.
Fun. Well, yeah. It's fun. It's
yeah,
a fun
I know
thing.
It's fun.
Yeah, she's like, wait. Two friends? I'm your only friend.
Yeah, I love that.
That was my favorite.
She's so cute.
Just to play devil's advocate, because okay. I like to stir the pot and you know,
stir
just
it.
Have a little
stir
fun.
Girl.
So you said it's honest, genuine, that's how you felt. I can see that. I just wonder, is it? And are there alternative motives and just thinking about Kylie, I love you. I love this whole family and show and the concept. I think it's brilliant. But, you know, I'm thinking to myself while I'm watching, are they just trying to prove something to people? Like, hey, guys, I'm not so serious. I'm really funny. I want you guys, you know, to know me. But is it me? Am I just trying to transition my brand while, you know, everything's just shifty right now with the Kardashian image? You don't know who's on top. Are they trying to set Kylie up to be the next Kim in her place so that Kim could step down? You know, there's certain things that I think of. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good point. But honestly, like, I feel like this is really nice of Kylie to do. Because Kylie doesn't need this. She
yeah.
She has the money. She has the fame. She does not need to let us into her lives. And I think that when they made the show, that they really had the fans in mind. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to give the fans kind of an up close and personal look. And whether some of the stuff might be a little bit, you know, emphasized or whatever, I think that it's awesome that she even took the time to do this, because she did not need that. She doesn't need another reality show. She's got a billion that, you know, would love to have her on. And she's doing so well with the makeup. I feel like this was just nice of her to do. But I will totally agree that maybe they're trying to put her in a different position in the Kardashian.
And just, like, plan. Grow her brand.
But the right, show is way different from any of the other Kardashian shows. This felt very hands-on. It was like half of it was Snapchat screen,
yeah.
Three screen thing. And I just think the way she was talking was more authentic of, I don't want to be part of this world. So it's like, are you secretly saying you don't want a second season? Because that would just make you more famous. We want you to have a fifth season,
yeah.
A sixth season.
Obsessed.
We want the show to go on forever. But from what she was saying, she's like, I don't want to be part of this world.
It's, right.
So
okay.
It made me feel.
That's where I'm
real.
Confused. I don't get the whole thing. I don't
okay.
want to be part of this world. I don't want all this attention, but I'm going to post every day. And she knows that she's doing it. And she knows that it's like hypocritical kind of thing. But it's like, if you really, you know, you could still grow your brand and kind of stay out of, like, the Instagram. I don't know. I think that she's lost, because I'm lost of what she wants. You know what I mean? And I feel like she has this persona that she says that she has to keep up with and pressure and everything.
Definitely.
But, like, don't we all want to see the goofy side of her that she's talking about, the funny side?
100%.
Because those are the relatable person that we haven't seen a lot of and would be most enjoyable. And she's worried that, like, everyone's going to make fun of her, which everyone's going to make fun of her regardless, you know, when you put yourself out there. But I would love to see this, like, secret side that she keeps talking about. Because she makes it sound like the person that she is not who she really is. And that's kind of sad.
Do you think that's going to backfire on her by saying, like, oh, that's not the real me that you see, really? It's kind of like a Kylie Jenner facade that's the mask that I wear to entertain you guys?
What worries me is that she's 19. No one's themselves fully at 19.
Yeah.
So it's
that's
like,
true.
You're just,
yeah.
you're growing and you just are a normal girl. You really are, even though she doesn't feel that way. She really
mm-hmm.
is. Like,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, you still have the same emotions, still have generally
right.
the same problems, even if they're on a different scale, you
right.
know.
Your first love.
Yeah, you still have to cover a pimple, you still
yeah.
have to
mm-hmm.
do, you know, it is in a bigger scale, but we have pressures too.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it'll backfire, because I don't think at this point anything really could.
No,
I think she's
she
kind
can't.
Of unstoppable
right.
at this point.
Totally.
I think that her team is brilliant, and everything is going to go the way that it needs to go. And if it doesn't, then Mama Jenner will put it back
oh,
on
yes.
track.
Chris
right.
right there.
Don't play with Chris. She will get you together.
I like the
right.
live chat. Katie Bell says, Chris is the puppet master.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it's true. It's
no,
true.
No, the part where she was like, I'm sorry.
No.
The part where she goes, I don't know who I'm doing this for. And I'm like, Kris Jenner.
Exactly. Whisper under Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
I love all those Kris Jenner memes. They're like a guilty pleasure of mine. Like, I just love them.
They are great.
And just going through all the gifts. Like, yeah. So funny. So what do you guys think of the whole prom situation? Kylie goes to prom. And I think at this point we see a lot of just like her fun, youthful side, you know, just because I see on her Snapchat and her Instagram, very serious, very sexy. She does act like she's 25. She looks like she's 25.
Yeah.
So.
Or 30.
Right. And
hey, now.
But hey, I mean, it is what it is. And I get it. But yeah, so she gets to have a little fun. And I don't know. I saw a lot in her. What did you guys think?
I thought it was so cute. I thought it was so cute and sweet. And I know that that's kind of a cliche thing, too, you know, for celebrities to do. I think probably when they were coming up with the show, they were thinking of, like, what are the things we could do that would be cute and, like, impactful. And I think that that was actually a really good idea and a really cute first episode. Albert was so sweet. What a, like, I don't know how they found him.
Yeah, I don't know how they found him.
He was, like, casted
because
he looked, yeah, he looked really cute. And it was, I thought it was adorable. I think it was really sweet of her to do. I did feel bad for her when she walked in to the, it was like she was so hyped and excited for prom, and then it just was a zoo. You know, Mean Girls water hole style, you know.
Did you guys notice if she had security?
Yeah, like, she had bodyguards. They were pushing.
But, like, not,
like, big security.
Not right away. It almost looked like not right away.
Yeah, it looked like she was going to be trampled.
Yeah, like she was in the act of being trampled, and then all of a sudden she was...
Not
she was okay.
I'm by sure. the way, guys, we have champagne that these two over here are engaging in.
You guys are wearing tea and water over here.
But yeah.
This is
we're
the
with
hype
you.
Side.
Yeah, you guys are the hype
Inside.
Side.
Cheers.
You might like put this over here. You guys can claim that.
Tegan's not drinking.
Don't worry, we'll finish it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'm jealous over here.
But that's one thing that stuck out to me is how she was treating Albert. It's like she knew him forever, and she didn't make it look like Kylie, the celebrity. It was like, oh, hey, how's it going? We're, like, cool. Like,
yeah,
she seemed a little bit
that.
More nervous than him. And he was just like, yeah.
Wow.
Wow was the word.
He was so
and
cute.
And I was questioning, I'm like, how long was she there for? Like, I'm sure she went in and right back out and upstairs, because there's no
for
way that
sure.
she could have... try to walk through all that. It was just too insane.
Yeah, you know? It made sense that she was like, I need a little private area because you can't even have fun. There's nothing to
do. It makes me like kind of a little bit sad because like they're unable to like actually engage in like, you know, I mean, I guess
normal.
If you really wanted to, you could put a mask on and like really go crazy. Like that one episode of Kardashians when they, you know, acted like the grandma and the
with
Khloe
the
and Kendall. That was hilarious.
They pretended to be from Oklahoma
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Okay, but, like, do you think if she just put a hat on by herself and went to the beach, like, by herself, people would notice her?
But like you can't, like, take that risk, because if someone randomly notices, and they're like, oh, my God, that's Kylie Jenner, and then all of a sudden there's 50 people around you and there's no security and you're screwed.
Yeah.
And
like,
you
gotta
understand that there's people standing outside her house in cars waiting for her to leave, so no matter if she leaves, they know it's Kylie, so they're gonna be on top of her no matter what.
Is this I just want to get this out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fine.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's good anywhere.
Just don't want it
by the end of the season. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wait, I thought that, did anyone agree that Albert's mom probably liked Kylie a little bit more than Albert did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little
cute.
That was really, really cute.
It was cute, but it was, like, funny.
Well, I thought it was funny that they actually addressed it. They're like, we're here for Albert. Is he home? And she's like, no.
She's like, no, but I am so happy. My close-up. I'm ready to go back to prom.
Yeah,
I'm just
loved it.
Looking at the live chat. She shouldn't have went in with the disguise to prom. Oh,
she should have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe.
But that's not the point. We need Albert to be cool.
Yeah,
and so
and the only way he can get cool is if he goes to prom with Kylie Jenner.
Ooh.
There
I'm kidding.
Like
that
cool
was a joke,
dude.
You guys.
No, I get that.
Yeah. It's sarcasm. But he looks like a cool dude. But what stuck out to me is when Victoria flew out Tokyo's boyfriend since he
that
couldn't go
so
to
cute.
Prom
because
he dropped out of high school because of gay bullying and stuff like that. And they got to have a prom there. So that was really,
it was,
really
that
sweet.
It was adorable.
I loved that part. I just, yeah. I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of, it's just a kind show. It's like, so right. far, what we see is just being a good person and yeah. just showing, it really is a separate show of the Kardashians because, I mean, for so many reasons. I love how they make it really stand out.
Yeah.
Is there really anything that stood out for you guys in the first episode other than, you know... Just,
the norm.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought there was just little funny moments that, for example, like the Lamborghini comment. That she was like, oh my gosh, I haven't driven the Lamborghini in so long, and like, I feel bad for it. And those little parts are probably very normal for her, but very, like, unrelatable for us. It's like first world problems kind of thing.
Yeah.
We all, you know what I mean? So little things like that that I thought were, it's funny.
Yeah. And we never, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go for it.
We never really went over the cast because I was mm-hmm. curious on who would make this cast, who's mm-hmm. still her friend, what's going on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you hear names back in the day and, you know, people I feel like have dropped, like Harry, like what's happened to Harry?
I feel like he's still a friend.
Is he still a friend?
I like see him still commenting. I think that they're still in communication.
Yeah.
I'm not a stalker. but I think that he is still in the loop. I just feel like they probably kept it a tight cast. And what I like about the cast actually is like, it's filled with people that aren't, like, famous. It's, like, you know, her assistant, her makeup artist, her hairstylist. Like, that's kind of cool for us to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because typically we're, like, you know, filled with, like, people who are already famous. We're like, oh, well, we already know who you are. But it's kind of nice to see, like, the people she actually hangs out with probably more than her friends.
We saw one famous person, Halle Berry, getting her dog groomed.
Yeah, how funny. Was that confirmed
but
at the end? Yeah, they couldn't.
Yeah.
They weren't sure it was confirmed.
She said it was someone else.
Oh,
yeah.
It really looks like her.
Remind us who it was. It's another celebrity, though, so it's still a celebrity sighting.
Yeah.
Beauty with Lexi says, that was sad how she went to therapy and hearing her say that she never had a normal childhood. She never signed up for that lifestyle, but then again, she's so successful. Plus, she has her own makeup brand. I don't know if it was sad. I feel like it's a good thing just to always talk things out. What do you guys think?
I'm sorry. My first question was, I was a little surprised that they had never gone to therapy before. They're the Kardashians, and they went through that whole thing with Caitlyn. I just feel like maybe they've been to therapy before. I think that that was a little bit of, like, a setup-produced thing.
I'm going to have to disagree with that.
You think?
In my opinion, yeah, because maybe they feel like they are the Kardashian Jenners, and they probably can't trust anyone to talk to. It's like, are they going to try to leak anything? They're probably
but that's
just...
legal.
You can't.
Well,
that's
yeah, they
law.
Legally can, but
that's
you know how law. Paranoia gets you? Well, I can never relate to them, because I'm not nowhere near them.
I don't know.
But,
I would need to paranoia. Talk to someone if I went through that.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean,
yeah,
that's huge.
You can tell Kendall has gone through a little rough time.
Yes.
I don't know about Kylie. You know, she probably hides it in a different way, but mm-hmm. they need to, they, I mean, I feel like you should always talk to someone no matter what.
Yeah.
Just,
right.
you know, it's good to get things off your chest. So I don't know if it was necessarily sad. But.
No, yeah. I think she's saying that it was sad that Kylie didn't get to have a normal childhood.
Yeah.
She was forced into
right.
the spotlight.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
But I think she enjoys
it. On the opposite, she has multi-million-dollar company, is doing her true passion, which is makeup. And
yeah.
so, like, that's great. It's just, like, a double.
Yeah, she has things that we want, and we have things that she wants. We can go to a mall and not
totally.
Get trampled, while she can just have things sent to her.
Totally, totally.
Yeah,
but that's what she started with. Well, that's not actually the stuff that, like, actually fulfills her. It's more
right.
you know, the people around her and who she surrounds herself
yeah.
with. So I liked that.
And speaking of the whole private jet situation, I thought it was funny
yeah.
that she had
it's
to,
blue.
But she had to address it to people like, hey, I'm not bougie. I just really don't like the airport. Like, no. If you've flown private once, have you guys flown private?
No.
No, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
okay. So jealous.
Let me tell you.
It is my goal.
No, let
yeah.
me tell
That's
you.
A life goal.
I could never do that. The planes are too small.
No, they're wonderful, and you
I'm
would
sure
never want to go to
sure
an airport
perfect.
Again. Because no matter if you're being trampled at the airport or not, trust me, when you roll up, you know, the valet's there to open up your doors, take your bags, throw
True.
It in the
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, and then when you get off, your car is there, ready. Like, it's super.
I couldn't
so
do that.
So it's like, why are you? You couldn't do it?
No, I'm such a stubborn. I hate people helping me. I'm such a stubborn person. It's like, don't touch my stuff. Don't touch me. Let me do my own thing. I like to feel independent. I don't want to feel like I'm taken care of. I'm that stubborn.
Really?
Like, yeah. I freaked out when I sat in first class one time. I'm like, I want to be back in, like, coach, because I'm, like, I'm from the hood in Brooklyn. I'm straight in Brooklyn.
No,
so it's
no,
like,
you don't.
I don't know. Like, I just, like, my, I just want to stay humble.
Nothing.
Just stay humble.
Katie Bell says she's scared, too. Great point. So I guess you're not the only one. I'm sorry. Maybe I am bougie. Maybe that's my problem. Kylie Jenner knows more than me. She's, like, defending it. I'm like, no, girl. Like, that's the way you should be. Everyone should fly private.
No. Yeah, I love that. Kylie's like, I get to go in my prom for the first time, and she's the stylist and the makeup artist and the private jet. I'm like, this is a normal prom.
Right? You know, it's the closest she can get to normal.
It's the closest.
Yeah, I mean she'll look fab. I mean, there's so many pictures from prom I'm sure everyone would want burned.
Right? Oh,
I didn't go to prom.
You didn't go
you
to
didn't?
Prom?
You didn't?
No.
Should we make an episode prom on here? Maybe we should make our own prom.
Yeah, maybe. Let's have a prom.
We'll take you to
it's
prom.
Fine.
Why didn't you go?
It's a long story. Maybe.
Yeah, long story. okay. But I'm happy that I didn't go.
Why?
Just the pop and circumstance of just the whole prom thing. And I'm just kind of like, I don't want to say, I'm kind of like Kylie. I just want one friend to just chill and be normal. But it's like, the whole party, I didn't click with my high school because I was like the outsider.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, these are not my people. I don't feel comfortable partying with them, so I just had my own party with my own friends at a normal bar.
That sounds better.
I love that.
Yeah.
That
okay. So, relating to that, I felt like the whole episode or two episodes was pretty much around bullying. You know what I mean?
And for sure.
Like a lot of it was talking about how Albert, like, his friends were so rude to him and made the sign that was like, "Albert needs a date."
Oh, like, my God, that's so mean.
And people are so mean, and I feel like it's so much worse. You know, I'm 28 as well. You know, in high school, there wasn't Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff. It was
there was MySpace.
There was MySpace.
And there were fights over who's number one, number two, number three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
That top eight.
Duh. That's part, it's like so much more amplified now. You needed to have those fights.
Yeah.
That meant
find out who your real friends are. Right?
What if, like, you had them as one and then they had you as three and you're like, what?
Oh, that happened. It's like,
that happened.
What did I do to you?
Like, a boyfriend gets number one slot and it's like, okay.
The new boyfriend after one date.
Right? Don't like him. Not into him.
I also noticed when Kylie was talking about always being nice to someone, her dad always told her to always be nice to someone because you never know who they fill in the blank, who they are.
I thought that was funny.
It's an LA saying for sure. That's how everyone acts here. People who aren't living here know this life. It's I'm in entertainment and we're all, you know, involved in the industry in some way. And basically, it's you can be somewhere and let's say I'm sitting at Nice Guy next to Kourtney Kardashian. She's not going to ask who I am because you're there, then it's you're someone and no one would ask because it's like, why don't you know? Like, you should know that this is a publicist or this is a writer. And, you know, it's just, if you don't, then you're just nice for sure.
Yeah.
Always make sure.
But I also took it as the people that you meet when you go up are the same people you're going to meet when you go down. So you want to be nice to everybody so they can lift you back up when you need to be lifted back up.
Treat everyone with respect. Treat everyone how you want to be treated. And also, lots of times people, you don't know who they are. So,
oh, yes.
But with both instances, like, they could be somebody that could get you somewhere or whatever situation it is. And maybe they don't look like it, maybe they don't act like it, but they are. So always be on your best behavior, always be respectable. I think that's a really important thing to
That's what I meant by that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially got you, girl.
Yeah.
The nice guy. Got you.
Yeah.
You know, just like...
No, totally.
Yeah.
No,
I get it.
Oh, the live chat is rolling,
We're popping.
Yay, I'm so glad.
Yeah,
I wish
thanks
I could
for
read
hanging
this
out, you guys.
Yeah, if you want to go through and pick out your
favorites. Yeah, of course.
Let's go into... Oh, I noticed that it's Kylie Jenner Productions. So this is the
first OMG.
I've really seen... It's never, you know, Kim Kardashian Productions or anything like that. Yeah, it's Kylie Jenner. So
we have to confirm that.
Right. So this just makes me think
that, oh, back to what you were saying about it, this is all about bullying, maybe they just sat down and said, okay, what are your objectives? What do you want to come out in your show? What do you want each episode to be about? Mm-hmm. So maybe just all the things that are important to her, the message she wants to send to her fans, mm-hmm. boom, 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 boom. And hopefully that's how episode two will be a whole other episode objective. Three. Oh, episode three.
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, because it was one and two.
So I guess one and two would be bullying. Maybe it's just like a theme of the whole season.
Yeah, maybe we'll have like...
But I love it because she's like addressing the things that I don't think she has a chance to in any other arena. Like,
very
I feel
good
like
point.
She, yeah. I, right. I feel like the show is awesome for her because she's like, oh, let's remember when I wanted to tell them about, like, they don't know about my high school. They don't know when I was bullied. They don't know this. And I really like that, like, she can kind of lay it out and, you know, say what she's been wanting to say.
Right, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, they have it all planned out.
Smartly done.
Some of the things that I would love to see is some of her flaws.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see flaws. Like, this one, we didn't really see any flaws. We just saw her saying, I'm just a normal person. Like, well, now we want to see you be normal. We want to see you make a mistake. Like, she said, I want to make mistakes and live a normal life and learn from them. It's like, we want to see that.
Right,
yeah.
And then I want to see, like, the whole behind the scenes of the makeup industry and all that stuff.
So I want to see Tyga. Nothing was mentioned about Tyga, and I just want to know what's happening.
Oh, my God. I think they've edited it, so he's not going to be on the show.
Because they broke up.
They're done, but, like, I need to, like, know what's happening. She needs to tell us.
In the previews, the producer says, but you have a boyfriend. She's like, I said, there's like, yeah, I got it on camera. So there's going to be talk about
boyfriend.
Dating.
She said dating.
Does that mean one person or does that mean like
a few people?
Keep going. We'll like, yeah, round table.
Is it Albert?
Albert? Oh, Albert. That'd be like the victory of the season.
Get in our live chat, Albert. We want to know. We want to know the scoops. Receipts, please. About our production company. I always read the first half and then I guess I don't know. I'm just like, I think we covered everything, guys. Is there anything else that you think that we should cover? I think that that's pretty much everything. So if you wanted to say what your predictions are, we can go into that.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, no lights. Josh. Thank you. Kylie might be watching. We need to impress her.
Really be great.
Like, what was I thinking? Oh my God.
That was Josh, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh.
We love Josh. Okay, so predictions. Let's go.
So hopefully the next episode we see behind the scenes of the makeup company Kylie Cosmetics. We get to see what's coming out in the future. I want to see like that kind of stuff for the next episode.
Yeah, I just remembered the coming up was how her people are selling her makeup or what's it called? Fake.
Santi Alley.
Yeah, they're selling. What's the word?
It's like
bootleg.
Bootleg versions of her makeup that aren't real, and people are getting mad about it. So
knockoffs.
That's kind of cool, and I really, really want to see like a more relatable side of her, like the side that's not perfect, like. You know, like Chrissy Teigen posts like Instagrams of like her stretch marks and stuff. Like, I want to see like that raw.
I want to see some stretch marks.
I want to see her stretch marks.
Sit down. Be humble. Sit
down. That's the next time.
I'm pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think I'm just I feel like she's already being a little bit raw and relatable. I'm like really vibing with this show, so I'm just excited for more. I'm just excited for more stories. I want to see more of her people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We're working, just so you guys know, we're working on getting some people here, some peeps that can give us the inside scoop.
Have a few guests.
Yeah. So, we have a few hopefully lined up, so we'll be bringing them for you guys to hang out.
And if you are one and you want to be on the show,
for
just
sure.
Let us know, and we can arrange it.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a caller, if you know Kylie, know the family, you're connected some way to the show, just message one of us, go to any of our Twitters, Instagrams, you know how to reach us, AfterBuzz, all that jazz. But for my prediction, I feel that maybe a sister will pop in, hopefully.
I was gonna ask you that.
Yeah, I don't know. We know Mama's gonna be in there. Yeah. We need Mom in. But I love that she was like, you know, we're gonna get this annulled after when they were doing the mini wedding. That was cute. I'm excited to see her new stories. It sounds like this is going to be more of a fun show. The Kardashian mm-hmm. show has been really heavy lately, really dramatic.
Oh, yeah. The last season was dark.
You know, I like to watch. I have my Kardashian Sundays where I, like, will watch an embarrassingly amount of Kardashian episodes. But I love.
Been there.
Yeah, I love watching the really old ones, and they were just so fun. And I don't know if this is the direction that she's going into, but just bringing back the fun.
Right.
Because they have gone through so much that it's like, okay, we need to retract and go back. So hopefully it's a lot of that, and also just good vibes, and like she gets a good response from people. You know, at the end of the day, we are Kylie fans, but there are a lot of people who aren't fans of hers, and I don't know, you know, how it'll go over. So I always like to see both sides.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
And I want a sister in, so let's see if a sister pops in.
I feel like we heard some sort of rumor that there were no sisters involved.
Really?
Yeah, we heard some sort of rumor.
But like the last episode, Kim will come in. I don't know.
Or maybe
they're like
true.
In and out. It's like, oh, let me call Kim for this to ask a question. Then she's gone. It's not like the whole episode is with Kim or the sisters.
Right.
Maybe it's just like in and out things. Like, oh, you know, still feel cookies or bye.
Yeah, no, like crossovers with them all laying on the bed, full face, like I love.
Yeah.
And just like laying on the bed all talking. Like, I don't know.
What I want to know, I know this is a side note, but I want to know how Kylie feels about Kim's like new makeup line.
Yeah, I think a lot of us
do. I just want to know.
What do you guys think?
About the new
Oh, I love that this live chat is rolling. We're definitely going
you guys
to.
Are awesome.
I'm going to go through after the show and comment. Go through all of your questions and comments. I love you guys so much. Thank you for being with us.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in and coming in and showing support. This is the first episode, and you're really helping us. Like,
get it going.
You're part of the party, guys.
Part of the party. So. Let them all know where they can follow you.
Sure, yeah. I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
I am Shanti. You can follow me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
And Shanti's for show, so give her
it's
love.
For
show.
Yay! So exciting.
You did a great job.
Yay!
Calm the nerves.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm Teague Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at TeagueDP on pretty much everything, so.
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me at Jennifer Leone TV. And please follow AfterBuzz TV as well. And give us a 5-star rating. Thumbs up if you like our show. Talk to us. Tell us what you think. Again, if you can be on the show, want to be on the show, want to call in Albert if you're out there, we're going to try to reach out. Yeah, we want to make this fun. And I hope you guys liked our show. Please stay with us. And we'll be excited for next week, episode 3. Take care, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, guys. Yay. See you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.